The situation in the former Yugoslav province of Kosovo is described as calm but tense today following clashes between ethnic Albanians and Serbs. More than a dozen people were killed. It's the worst outbreak of violence in the 5 years since international intervention ended the Kosovo War, and it underscores the failure of the UN and NATO to establish reconciliation in the province's two sharply divided communities. NATO announced it is sending reinforcements to Kosovo from Bosnia to help stop the violence. Reporter Tanja Matic is in Pristina, Kosovo's capital. What triggered this violence?
This violence yesterday was triggered during the protest that started in Mitrovica over the three Albanian boys drowning in the river the day before, allegedly as they were trying to escape from Serbs who chased them with the dogs. But their death came just a day after one 18-year-old Serb was wounded in a drive-by shooting near Pristina, capital of Kosovo. So the protest of Kosovo Albanians that started in southern part of Mitrovica, which is an ethnically divided town on southern and north Serbian and Albanian part, spread around the whole Kosovo. So during the day, we had clashes, basically attacks on the Serbs' enclaves and the Serb population all over Kosovo. It was kind of revenge attacks.
And even international peacekeepers were attacked, right?
Yeah, several international peacekeepers were attacked yesterday at the beginning. Those KFOR soldiers that were on the spot in Mitrovica were seriously injured, and it was more than 20 of them at that point. But during the as the day was going on, there were more and more clashes, especially near Pristina and near the village of Čaglavica, where the situation was calmed down late in the night only when American Marines came and took Albanians out of the place.
What does the violence say about the years of efforts to bring peace to Kosovo?
This is a tragedy, and unfortunately this tragedy underlines that UN administration, international forces failed in the last 5 years to improve security situation in Kosovo. And I think that yesterday we came back in 1999, but this time I think with much, much less hope, since in 99, when international forces came to Kosovo, there were hopes that something may improve, that they can bring stability. But now it's obvious that they do not have control in the place at all. It means that this country that exists in international administration's reports does not exist on the ground, unfortunately.
Reporter Tanja Matic in Pristina, Kosovo.